For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on supplements, and they do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join Dr. Kevin Pissarro next week for his discussion on genomics and inflammation with Dr. Decker Weiss. Now, today, for our first three segments, we will interview Dr. Chris Oswald, doctor of chiropractic, and he has a CNS. We are going to speak about omega-3 basics, cognition, and control of pain and inflammation. And then in our final segment, we will interview Tom O'Brien regarding his 7-part documentary series, Betrayal, the Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You. And that's important because today 1 in 3 people are affected by autoimmune disease. So I want to welcome Dr. Chris Oswald to the show and give you a little background. He has extensive postgraduate functional medicine training, and his desire to provide optimal outcomes as rapidly as possible has resulted in acquiring large volume of clinical knowledge regarding the many aspects of integrative physical medicine. His additional nutritional training and membership of the National Association of Nutritional Professionals Board of Directors provides a comprehensive understanding of how to support all aspects of his patients' needs. In addition to seeing patients, Dr. Oswald works with other healthcare practitioners, teaching, educating them how to provide the highest quality and most effective care so their patients can realize the power of integrative physical medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Oswald.
Thank you, Dana. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background and your practice, and then we want to talk about the omega-3s because we have a lot to discuss.
Yes, we do. So I started my training as a chiropractor, and pretty quickly while in chiropractic school realized that nutrition and really understanding how it interacted with the body was just an essential component to getting real, like, long-term sustainable results with patients. So dove into functional medicine almost immediately upon starting. So came out from school, and first day, first patient was a fairly complex functional medicine patient. So I've been doing that and just trying to expand my knowledge for about the last 10 years, and have continued to kind of hone in on the things that I really like to work with. And as a chiropractor, I see a lot of pain in physical medicine, but realize that nutrition is just as big of a part or bigger than the actual hands-on things that I need to be doing. So it's been kind of just a constant learning process, and I kind of jump down the rabbit hole and realize the more I learn, the less I know, and the more there is to go out and
isn't that true?
Start to figure out. Oh, yes.
When I meet a professional who says, I know everything about, and then fill in the blanks, I know that is a person who does not know. They're dangerous. They don't know what they don't know.
Yes, that's a dangerous situation to be in.
Yes. So we're always learning. And I think What impresses me most is that we learn so much from our patients. And I know that you feel that way too.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's something where I'm learning from learning new things from patients each and every day.
Yes. So we're going to talk about the omega-3s. Let's start with the basics, and we can go from there because there's a lot to cover under that heading, omega-3 fatty acids.
Yes. Yes, there is.
So let's give the basics first.
Well, so omega-3s come from plants, come from fish oils, come from marine sources. They are a group of a class of a fat in the body. It's called a polyunsaturated fatty acid. And really the way that it works is it's a structural component of each and every cell in the body. So if we don't have proper balance or right amounts, our actual physical cells are not going to be working right. Which is really cool. It allows our body to communicate. It allows the signaling molecules to pass through, and all of these proteins and things that are going to pass a signal from inside the or outside of the cell to inside of the cell. But one of the really cool things that happens is when the body needs to run certain biochemistries that are going to call upon the cell membrane to release some of the stored fatty acids. I'm from the Midwest, so I talk about silos when I talk about this all the time, where
yes.
The cell membrane is kind of like a silo full of whatever you're going to be feeding your livestock. And when the body calls for, they need some fatty acids released to run a number of different processes, it's just released. It's not that the body says, hey, I need omega-3 or I need omega-6. It's, hey, release some. So whatever that ratio is what we get. So when a big challenge in today is dietary omega-6, where omega-6 isn't bad. There's some good stuff that it does, and it is important. But the when it's out balancing the omega-3, we end up with some of the biochemistry that the molecules are introduced to creates higher capacity pro-inflammatory molecules. So it's not a, inflammation is inherently good. We need it when a problem happens, but when it's too vigorous of inflammation or inflammation that's not being quelled, then you have a problem. And that's what happens when you're introducing too much of the omega-6 there.
Yes, that's a good description. I call it a fire out of control. We need the inflammation to respond to different aspects of how we're challenged, but we don't need it to keep going. And
we also need resolution.
That's right. And I love the term resolution. And that's a pretty new concept. Can you talk a little bit about resolution? Because that's different than having an anti-inflammatory effect.
Yes. So, like some of the biochemistry that I was talking about, one is called the eicosanoid modulation. I'm a giant biochem dork. I usually show a bunch of charts on it and how it happens. But really, it's the process of taking omega-3s and omega-6s and creating EPA and DHA and then arachidonic acid and gamma-linoleic acid. And then those molecules interact with the body to create inflammatory responses. It's all inflammatory responses because it's what it's for. But the cool part is that resolution the resolution physiology that's associated with it. There's these molecules called specialized pro-resolving mediators. And there's four of them, lipoxins, myrcins, protectins, and resolvins. They act on different areas of the body. But what we find is that it's kind of like a symphony where you need them all to happen at certain periods of time. And studies have shown that some are high really early in the stages of the resolution process, and some are high really early or very high at the end processes. And with how they come in, they're actually calming down and putting out the fire. I've got a slide that I show all the time that's kind of the airplane with the big bucket of water dumping it on top of a forest fire. And the cool part is that's like, it's called a lipoxin. And it's one of the things that it's first quelling that fire. And it's actually derived from arachidonic acid. So before where I said omega-3, it's not just the idea of omega-3 is good, omega-6 is bad. You actually need some of that arachidonic acid to run some of this physiology, resolution physiology. And then it continues, and different areas of the body are impacted by different pieces of these molecules. But then the one that it's called Emericin comes at the end, and it's actually, its job is to return tissue back to balance, back to homeostasis. So it's actually going to tell macrophages, hey guys, thanks for coming to the party. You've done your job. You can go away, get rid of all the garbage that you picked up and metabolized while you were here. And it starts cleaning up the site of the inflammation. And that's where the problem is. Like how I'd mentioned before, such high levels of omega-6 in the diet prevent you ever getting to that final resolution and return to homeostasis. So if you never go back to homeostasis and you keep having inflammatory results, resolution doesn't happen. And that's when like chronic, the diseases associated with chronic pain and chronic inflammation start to occur. And unfortunately, clinically, I feel personally, it's a big, big component. Like the dietary influence of that omega-3 and omega-6 balance is a massive influence on why so many people have chronic pain or problems associated with rampant unresolved chronic inflammation.
And this is, you have described this so well. I love the term resolution. I think it's an important term, and we have talked about it before, but I think it bears repeating, and your description was so elegant. And we're going to continue this discussion in the second segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. GeroFormulas.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. I want to remind you to join Dr. Kevin Passaro next week for his discussion on genomics and inflammation with Dr. Decker Weiss. Now, today, we've been talking about the interesting subject of omega-3. We covered some of the basics, and we want to talk also about the role of omega-3 in cognition and the control of pain and inflammation. We've been interviewing Dr. Chris Oswald, Doctor of Chiropractic and Functional Medicine Practitioner. So, Dr. Oswald, let's keep going with this discussion. It's very interesting. What other roles, or what are the roles of omega-3 that we want to cover next?
All right. So, as we were talking, like omega-3s, and I didn't really say this word earlier, but there's this pleiotropic effect. So, it's got this effect that it really touches everything throughout the body. So, we talked a little bit about the eicosanoid modulation, which has a lot to do with that regulation of that inflammatory response. There's even within that, to just continue a little bit, it affects the expression of regulatory genes that actually help to dampen the response. So we talk about those cell membrane complexes, so that another portion of those effects where it's optimizing those cell membrane complexes, where you have certain levels of molecules. But then when the cell membranes are healthy and nice and fluid and have the right balance of fatty acids within them, then the body's going to actually be able to respond to the signal. I liken it to, if you've ever played the game when you were a kid, the telephone game, where you've got 10 friends and someone whispers a phrase into someone's ear, and they'll say it, and then it comes around to the end, and then the person who says the last message, it's nowhere near, and everybody laughs.
Yes, it is hysterical and too true.
Yeah, and it happens. Unfortunately, that happens in the body, and when in the presence of high levels of inflammation, it affects the ability to communicate. But also, why is that inflammation there? The cell membranes are imbalanced, so even if the body was communicating well and the inflammation wasn't affecting it, the cells can't respond. They can respond, but they don't respond as efficiently to the signals. So they're getting half signals, or they're thinking they're doing what the body is asking it to do, and it's not quite right. So there's, like, with that inflammation, it's pretty interesting just on the specific to the cellular level of it, but even when you're looking at pain control for it, and more of at a higher level of, like, well, I've kind of dorked out on biochemistry for a little bit. How does it actually apply to a patient sitting in front of you or yourself if you want to really work on this and kind of figure some things out for yourself? Well, there's some study that actually compared omega-3s, marine-based omega-3 fatty acid, to NSAIDs, and found that the results were pretty darn close. Like, it was almost equal of what was going on there. So where you get the problems with stomach and potential ulcer formation, or a lot of the other issues with aspirin or ibuprofen or Tylenol, you can consistently take a fish oil and yield a lot of the same benefits. And so it's cool. And you also get all of those other effects that are there. So it's just, it's a powerful, just interacts very, very powerfully with the body. Additionally, on that inflammatory portion, these molecules affect vasospasm. There's something called thromboxane, which when it gets really high, it can actually cause coronary arteries to spasm higher, at a higher level. Well, is that a reason why we see some of these really healthy high school athletes that are at the top, like peak physical condition, they're 18 years old, and all of a sudden they have a huge cardiac event, and they happen to pass away on the field while they're playing in a football game? I don't know for sure, but when you look at the biochemistry and the potential physiology that's affected, what are they eating? Like, we see so much where when you're young and 18, you can kind of eat whatever you want and still get away with it, at least exterior. Everything still looks good, but what's going on the inside? So in regards to pain, just the actual signaling, where the body sends more clear signals, where you're not having them in the game of telephone throughout the body. It's not having this hypervigilant system to you, this small little poke of a pin feels like someone's stabbing you in the arm. That system has a lot to do with, have you heard of the endocannabinoid system?
Yes.
Yes. So
but let's
right
discuss
now,
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're gonna go into it. I'm at a medical conference out in California right now, and one of the things that are here is actually CBD oil, so working on the endocannabinoid system. It's the more I learn about it, the more amazed I am with what's there. So it has to do with CB1 receptors and CB2 receptors. CB1 receptors are actually the most abundant G-coupled protein in the brain, and they affect things like the substantia nigra and hippocampus, cerebral cortex, like all of these different areas throughout the body. And there's a lot of the idea of central pain, where there's a sensitization in the brain to signals. So there's that could be like 3 or 4 hours easily of just talking about, but the idea where you have this consistent signal over and over and over, and the body is all about being efficient. So you have signal A, which has action B in the body, and then you feel feeling C. So you get hit on the arm, it causes all of these signaling molecules to go, and then in the brain, you feel the pain from getting hit on the arm. Well, as you do that over and over and over, the body forms this super efficient loop where all of a sudden you don't need any of that to feel the pain. You just could think about getting hit on the arm and you would have pain in the arm. A lot of this has to do, there's many aspects of it, but part of it is that endocannabinoid system losing its ability to respond appropriately. Some of those endocannabinoids, CBD is one, THC is a cannabinoid, but they're exogenous cannabinoids. Endocannabinoids are actually derived from arachidonic acid. And what happens when we have too much, all of a sudden the system starts to develop resistance to it. So it's kind of, if you think about this along the lines of insulin resistance. Insulin starts going up, all of a sudden we need more and more and more to get the same result. Well, arachidonic acid goes up, these metabolites that are endocannabinoids continue to go up, and all of a sudden resistance develops. So the system in your brain, like the system that deals with the most common G-coupled receptor in the brain, is now deficient and not working right. So your brain, in the perception of many things, from satiety and reward, emotional memory, so things like PTSD, neuroplasticity, immune response, inflammatory response, and the feeling and response to pain are all starting to not operate as efficiently. And the pain that you used to feel now is multiplied X by how many multiples for the exact same situation, or something that would seemingly you wouldn't even have pain previously.
Yes. You know, this is, it is complex what we're talking about, but what I hear you trying to tell us is that the system will respond uniquely. How do we change the trajectory? Where do the omega-3s come in? And let's talk about the sources that are most effective at keeping that inflammation at bay and helping also to resolve it. We have just a few minutes left in this segment, so we'll carry it over into the next segment as well. So go ahead.
So omega-3s are, they act as a homeostatic regulator of that system. So what researchers find that as EPA and DHA rise, the arachidonic acid component that's contributing to those endocannabinoids actually starts to fall. Receptors respond better, and then this system starts to become more regulated. When it comes to good sources to do this, there's a lot of different sources of omega-3. There's krill oil, there's other marine sources, there's algae, there's fish, there's flax, there's chia. The challenge is it's all about what your goals are. If you're looking to fix and promote healthy balances of omega-3 within the cell membrane in the way that humans use it, in my opinion, and there's been plenty of opinions out there, I'm a big proponent of marine sources of EPA and DHA.
Yes, those seem to be the most direct source. And for those that have just tuned in, we're having a fascinating conversation about omega-3s and the anti-inflammatory and inflammatory resolution aspects of omega-3 fatty acids. We're discussing this with Dr. Chris Oswald, and we're going to carry on this discussion in the next segment. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more from the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity immunity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. A reminder to join Kevin next Sunday for his discussion on genomics and inflammation with Dr. Decker Weiss. Now, this is our third and final segment interviewing Dr. Chris Oswald. He is a doctor of chiropractic, a functional medicine practitioner. We've been talking about omega-3 fatty acids. We've talked about the effects in pain and inflammation. And we're going to cover some information on cognition. And I just want to remind you that in the final segment of today's show, we'll be interviewing Dr. Tom O'Brien regarding his free 7-part documentary series called Betrayal, The Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You. So we're talking a little bit about that today because inflammation is a big part of autoimmunity. So Dr. Oswald, what about the cognitive impact of omega-3 fatty acids?
Well, so kind of the endocannabinoid system that we were speaking about earlier ties into that a little bit because there's definitely a promotion of some neuroplasticity and neuroprotection when that system is working really well. When looking at it more on the clinical application of looking at some of the cognitive decline types of problems, Alzheimer's, dementia, what research shows is that there's really good evidence that it can slow progression or stop progression. There's so many different factors, like everybody's so unique. But once damage has been done, it's really, really hard to rewind that damage in the brain. So one of the things that I talk with patients a lot, like if they have a lot of cognitive decline in their family where their parents are suffering from dementia or their grandparents did, that the sooner they can start working to support their body's ability to maintain those structures and maintain the health of the brain, the better. Because if they can maintain the ability of neuroplasticity and neuroprotection, it's going to, at minimum, slow the decline. Some of the others where you see some of the treatments that are out there, the cool part with omega-3s is that when used and combined with almost every medication, it's making that medication work better.
Well, so, that's interesting. That's new. So the omega-3s are synergistic with certain medications.
Well, if you look at the data and what's out there, I've really scoured a lot looking for contraindication to use, and there's not much out there. Generally, what it is that the medication will increase effectiveness because, as we talked about earlier, signaling works better. So if the cell is going to respond better to the signal that the medication is trying to do, well, you might not need as much of the medication. So one thing that I counsel my patients on with my license, I'm not legally able to prescribe or make those recommendations. But I talk to when I see medications that can potentially be affected, just monitor. These are the things that you need to look for and talk to your doctor about, because the medication might become more effective and you don't need as much to get the same results, which is great. Like, it's not, sometimes these medications are needed, not all, But if we can get people to take less of them and have the same effect, well, that's going to probably decrease the potential for some of the side effects that are also associated there.
Yes, and that's important. So increased effectiveness and decreased side effects, that's always a goal. What else do we want to talk about in these final minutes of the segment regarding omega-3s and any additional information, clinical pearls that you can pass on to our listeners are appreciated?
Well, I think like with the cognition, traumatic brain injury, TBI,
yes,
is an important one to bring up. What research is pointing to is that post-TBI using fish oils helps bring people back to pre-injury status much faster. There's a rat study, so it's rats. We can't really apply it exactly, but it showed that when rats were essentially given concussions and they damaged axonal neurons, they returned to pre-injury status within about 30 days of doing higher dose fish oils. And they were doing pretty high dose, but generally I'm telling people, take for 30 days, take about 3 grams a day of a good, nice balance fish oil. And I've seen great results. I've seen people who were still suffering from concussion symptoms or TBI symptoms 5, 6, 7 years later, where they were actually unable to work because it was so severe. And within about 6 weeks of higher dose fish oils, and honestly not much else, they were out looking for jobs again. So it was pretty dramatic and fairly quick where it was allowed to heal the brain.
And, you know, this is such a compelling area today, and we're learning so much about the negative effects of concussion. On the omega-3s, there's some fascinating studies on veterans that are showing us exactly how effective these omega-3s can be. And just as you say, they're getting back into life. They're living their lives instead of suffering from the effects of the traumatic brain injury. So we're happy to hear that.
Yes. Military Medicine in 2014 came out with basically an entire issue that basically was talking about omega-3s as nutritional armor for the brain.
And that's a good way to describe it. I'm hoping that the military, the military is doing a lot of work on this, and I'm hoping that it translates to clinical application in the soldiers and the members, and this is an appropriate subject, around Veterans Day, that we can protect them and be preventive, proactive, but we also have more tools for repair when they have these damages.
Yes. Well, and even having higher levels before is protective, where it decreases the likelihood that you actually have TBI or the same level of impact when you have healthy levels of omega-3s in your cell membranes.
And let's touch a little bit about omega-3s and mood disorders, depression, and even suicide, because the military's been doing, accomplishing a lot of excellent studies in that arena.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating where when you look at omega-3s, a lot of people think brain, DHA. Yes, DHA is important for structural aspects of the brain, so that's important in TBI because you're damaging structure. But when it comes to depression and mood disorders, it's a lot more inflammatory impacts on the brain. So using EPA, and there's a ton of research out there showing that EPA alone in the brain, high-dose EPA, and honestly, you can use EPA plus DHA. DHA isn't going to hurt the effects. Have significant results. There's a couple of studies that are currently examining the use of 1.4 grams of EPA plus DHA, just a balance, a good old-fashioned 3-to-2 ratio, in kids as first-line therapy for depression. So using it as your child, adolescent, get diagnosed with depression, you're getting put on 1.4 grams of fish oil as the medication or as the primary choice to impact that. So it's pretty cool to see how effective. I have patients who a lot of times will report, you know, just kind of feeling down, and they're on citalopram or on some sort of SSRI. And you can safely combine fish oil with that. We talked about how it affects the signaling and improves the signaling. Well, the fish oil is going to make, the research says that it will make the citalopram more effective and work better.
Well, that's a new pearl, because I was not aware of that, although we do know that when statins are used, there's an increased risk of suicides and accidents are believed to be hidden suicides, and that the cholesterol is necessary for serotonin. And here we're talking about the omega-3s and their effects on neurotransmitters. There was a study done on military individuals that the suicide rate went up when in blood tests, the omega-3s were found to be low in the military, because when they draw blood, they save that blood, and it allows for research later on. And so this was some fascinating research, and it's very consistent with what you've just shared with us.
And I've read some similar research on higher arachidonic acid levels and increased suicide risk as well.
Yes.
In different cohorts. So
yeah, that would make sense. And I do want to thank you. We're at the end of this segment, sadly, and I want to thank you, Dr. Oswald, for sharing your information, and we look forward to having you return on the show in the future.
All right. Well, thank you, Dana. It was great to spend some time with you.
Yes, and we learned a lot. And for those of you who have just tuned in, I just want to remind you that I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I do want to let you know, in the very next segment and our final segment of the show, we are interviewing Dr. Tom O'Brien regarding his free 7-part documentary series, Betrayal, the Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You. And we will cover this right after this break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Jero.com. Jero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so don't forget that, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. You can join Dr. Pissarro next week for his discussion on genomics and inflammation with Dr. Decker Weiss. Now, in our final segment today, we're honored to interview Dr. Tom O'Brien regarding his 7-part documentary series, Betrayal, the Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You. And this is important because 1 in 3 people are affected by an autoimmune disease, and it could include your friends and family members. Many individuals feel like modern medicine has failed them in their autoimmune disease treatment. Dr. Tom O'Brien is going to provide helpful solutions and an understanding of autoimmunity. And this is a reminder that you can register for the free 7-part documentary series through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And welcome to the show, Dr. Tom O'Brien.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
Well, I think the information you have on autoimmunity is stunning, and I'm interested for you to give us an overview because I know we can't cover everything in this short amount of time.
Yes, it would be my pleasure. The most important thing is, how do I say this? Mrs. Patient, if your car is blowing black smoke out of the exhaust pipe, you don't treat the exhaust pipe. That you have to figure out where's the problem coming from. But if we go to see our doctors and we have high blood pressure, we treat the high blood pressure. Or if you have migraines, you treat the migraines. Or if you have joint pain, you treat the joint pain. Now, there's nothing wrong with addressing the symptoms, of course, but the reason that our healthcare system is in such bad shape today is because that's where the only focus is for the vast majority of healthcare that's delivered, is to treat the exhaust pipe, wherever that is in your body. Now, how bad is it? The World Health Organization tells us that the United States is ranked close to the bottom in every marker of quality of healthcare out of 53 industrialized countries. We're ranked 2nd from the bottom in infant mortality rate, 4th from the bottom in women's life expectancy after the age of 65. I mean, the list goes on and on where our track record is just not very good, and yet we have the most expensive healthcare per person in the United States of any country on the planet.
Because of it.
So it's a multi.
Yes, it's the sick care.
Yes. That's right. That's right. So that's the bottom line as to why we have to get a bigger picture. And the bigger picture, ladies and gentlemen, is that you don't just treat the exhaust pipe. You have to find a practitioner that helps you understand what's happening. It's called upstream. Now, that when you've got a problem, when you've got a disease that's been building up over time, listen, nobody gets Alzheimer's in their 60s or 70s. No one. You get Alzheimer's in your 20s and 30s. It just takes decades of killing off brain cells before there's enough brain cells killed off that the symptoms are obvious. Dr. Dale Bredesen at UCLA, he runs the Buck Institute. That's the Alzheimer's Research Institute at UCLA. And he published a paper a year and a half ago reversing, completely reversing Alzheimer's in 9 out of 10 patients within 5 years. Reversing it. And how did he do it? There's a 34-point checklist. Do they have sensitivity to foods like wheat or dairy? Are they getting exercise? Are they eating too much of the wrong kind of fats? And you just go down the checklist to help find out where is the problem coming from that's manifesting as black smoke out of the exhaust pipe. 9 out of 10 people, he completely reversed it in 5 years. It took 5 years. That there's no magic pill. There's no magic pill that gets rid of high cholesterol. There's no magic pill that gets rid of high blood pressure. It certainly will help keep it in check, but the mechanism is still going on, and it's going to manifest itself somewhere else. So that's why we have to go upstream. So now with that introduction, what does it mean to go upstream? So you're going up what fell into the water way up there before it got down and went over the waterfall, and here are your symptoms. So when we want to go upstream, what do we look for? We now know, everybody thinks that cardiovascular disease is the most common cause of getting sick and dying, and that cancer is number two. But what we now know is cardiovascular disease is autoimmune. Cancer is autoimmune in their initiating phases, meaning the mechanism, what starts all of this off, is your immune system attacking your own tissue, an autoimmune mechanism. Turns out, when you look at the science, and there are hundreds of studies on this now, that the autoimmune mechanism is the underlying platform for practically every degenerative disease. It doesn't matter if it's Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or cardiovascular disease or rheumatoid or MS, that the mechanism under there is your immune system attacking your own tissue. So we have to, once you see the science on this, and I'm a geek, you know, I just read the studies and I put the studies together and talk to doctors on stage about this, and they sit there and their jaws drop because we've never been taught this information before. So when you look and you see that diseases, degenerative diseases, start off with the immune system attacking your tissue, killing off the cells, then the question comes up, how do I stop the immune system from attacking my own cells? When you ask that question, the answer is stop creating the need for your immune system to attack your own cells. You can't suppress the immune system. It's only doing what it's supposed to do to protect you. But there's a need. There's a reason why it's happening. And as you go back upstream a little bit more, looking for that reason, we now know that a major, major contributor to this is the number of environmental toxins that we're exposed to, the poisons in the air, the poisons in the food. Listen, people, I am not an alarmist, but listen to this one. An article came out last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, from the World Wildlife Federation and two major universities. They published this article together. What did they show? They showed that there has been a 57% reduction in all wildlife since 1970.
Wow.
I read that on a plane flying back from Austin. Yeah, I read that and I said, oh, that's too bad. And then I went on to read something else. You know, I just went right past it. It didn't hit me. So I land home at the airport, go in the parking lot, get in my car, drive off, you know, heading home. And I'm on the freeway and I almost hit the brakes in the middle of the freeway. I said, wait a minute. We've killed off more than 57% of everything that lives on the planet. All the honeybees, all the grasshoppers, all the whales, all the elephants, all the rhinoceroses. The answer is yes. Yes, we have. We have. It's our environmental toxins that is doing it. Now, I'm going to give you one more statistic, and that is humans have always lived longer generation after generation until now. The New England Journal of Medicine published a paper that says for the first time in the history of the human species, for the very first time, this has never happened before, children born today are going to get sick at earlier ages, get diagnosed with diseases at earlier ages, and die at an earlier age than when their parents died, than the age that their parents die at. kids are going to live, your kids, your grandkids are going to live shorter lifespans. We're killing off the species. We're not only killing off all the wildlife, we're killing off the species. And we have to wake up. We have to wake up, and you can't just, you know, give $10 a week to the Sierra Club or to the World Wildlife Fund and feel that you've done your job. No, we have to stop consuming all of the, well, for example, the plastics. We use Saran Wrap on everything, but the BPA, that's a toxic chemical that softens plastic, the BPA in the Saran Wrap leaks into the food that's touching. And then you get the BPA. 9 out of 10 kids born today, according to the Environmental Working Group paper that came out 2 years ago, 9 out of 10 newborns have toxic levels of BPA in their bloodstream at birth. This is a chemical that softens plastics. And it binds on estrogen receptor sites. And it causes estrogen or hormone-related problems. And when you start to look at this, it's overwhelming. It's just overwhelming. So I decided we've got to do something. How do we get this information out in a way that's not crying wolf? And that I've just got a few minutes here to give you the big picture. So I am crying a little bit of wolf here to wake up. But so I've been traveling the world for the last year. I started in October of 2015, and I've interviewed 85 of the world leaders in the field of autoimmunity and patients who have applied these principles and reversed their autoimmune diseases, from multiple sclerosis to rheumatoid to psoriasis to lupus. They've reversed their autoimmune diseases. So I've interviewed these experts and asked them, why is this happening? Why is this is the immune system doing this? Where is it coming from? And when you hear their explanations, it just makes sense that our lifestyles, our exposures from the environment are having a major effect on our development of Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or rheumatoid or heart disease. And you start to understand a bigger picture. We've put all of this together. It's free online. It starts tomorrow. It'll go for 7 days. And you can find the link right there at your website. And what's that website address?
It's myvillagegreen.com.
Myvillagegreen.com. And when you go to that website and you click on for Betrayal, it's called Betrayal, the autoimmune disease solution they're not telling you. When you click on the link for that, it'll take you right to the page to register, and then you're in. It's all free. You're going to hear 85 of the world experts explain to you where, for some people, for some children, where autism comes from. For some adults, where Alzheimer's comes from. For some of us, where cardiovascular disease comes from. And you're going to understand it's our lifestyle habits that set us up for these terrible diseases.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Tom O'Brien. This is excellent, and we will continue to let our listeners know about this 7-part documentary series, Betrayal, the Autoimmune Disease Solution They're Not Telling You. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.